I think that a big pterosaur on the ground would have been spooky, because they would be moving around on all fours, they'd probably have those sort of quick, precise movements like birds, but they'd be huge.
Quetzalcoatlus lives by its own rules. Most meat-eaters keep their distance from the hatchlings of an apex predator, but not this reptile.
There probably weren't many animals in the Cretaceous that would dare to try to grab a baby Tyrannosaurus rex. Quetzalcoatlus could probably manage it.
These big pterosaurs like Quetzalcoatlus were probably eating baby dinosaurs right and left. And then when they want to, boom, they push down, they spring into the air, and they flap away.
For Quetzalcoatlus, the key to snapping up baby dinosaurs is a quick getaway. But escape is no problem for a reptile that can pull 2.5 G's on takeoff, reaching 50 kilometers per hour in less than a second.
If you're a Quetzalcoatlus and you live in a land full of Tyrannosaurs in the latest Cretaceous, you need to take off in a hurry sometimes.
Quetzalcoatlus is unlike any other dinosaur in the Cretaceous. Speed, agility, and sophisticated biology allow it to survive for millions of years in a brutal environment. But this is a world inhabited by the most advanced predators nature has ever produced. Even prehistoric killers like Deinonychus and Tyrannosaurus rex know that no matter how many tools they have at their disposal, attacking plant eaters is hugely risky. Every hunt might be your last.